I was now 32 miles outside of Dallas. There wasn't a gas station for miles, and I was stuck. Unless I wanted to go to the gas station and call the one person that I swore I wouldn't contact ever again. She was the only one in town, thanks to a club poker run that the entire club, sans one, me, was on. I should stay far, far away from her. But I had no other options. If I was caught with a dead body in my trunk, I was f***ing boned. Walking the few miles to the gas station, it was. When I got there, the attendant was more than welcoming, and handed me her cell phone. I called a number that I'd never called or texted before, but I'd had since I'd met her. Hello? Her voice was like a soothing balm to my overly tired soul. Silver, I said. It's Weber. There was a gasp, and then scrambling.
Weber?
That's me, I said. I need a favor.
Anything,
Silver said instantly, which made me feel like a complete d***. When Ayala said that Silver was all sunshine and rainbows when she'd first introduced us, I hadn't realized how exactly right she was. But over the last year that she'd been a part of my life, even peripherally, I'd come to realize that literally nothing could happen to Silver that would ever make her not smile. Well, unless I came into the room and scowled at her. Then that beautiful smile fell off her perfect lips, and she looked like I'd just kicked a puppy. Can you go to my office and pick up one of my tow trucks and bring it out to me? I asked. I need a ride, and my car broke down. I'd purchased the 1969 Pontiac GTO off of Craigslist with the intention of fixing it up, but when I'd brought it into my shop, I'd realized that there wasn't much work to be done to it. The woman selling it had been hell-bent on getting rid of it in a hurry, thanks to finding out her ex was cheating on her, and I'd taken the deal knowing that it wouldn't last long.
I should have been surprised a couple of hours later when I came outside to find my car there, but I wasn't. Spending any more time with me than he had to would have probably killed Weber. A text from the unknown number saying, "Cars in the lot, keys under the mat," did disappoint me, though. I'd gotten excited over the last 2 hours thinking I was going to see Weber again. But I should have kept it under control. Weber hated me, and I honestly didn't blame him. My dad wasn't the greatest person in the world. He wasn't the worst. My mom held that position. But he wasn't far off. It was no surprise that my mom and dad had hooked up. They were both the dregs of society, though my dad had hidden it way better than my mother. I got into my car and fished my keys out from under the mat, then headed to my favorite breakfast spot where I'd said that I would meet Ayala after Weber had sent the text. I smiled when I saw my sister and walked right up to her and gave her a hug. "Where's Riggins and Chevy?" I asked. "Chevy's at work and Riggins is at the table." She pointed to the table with the car seat. "I was just placing our order." "Sweet," I said. "How'd you sleep last night?" Riggins was now 6 months old, but he slept like absolute dog shit. Ayala was exhausted, and it showed. "Do you have to work tonight?" I asked. "In a couple of hours," she said, "though I was going to beg you to watch Riggins so I can go without calling in." "Your nanny backed out?" I asked. "My nanny quit because Riggins is too much work," she grumbled. I rolled my eyes. "I'll watch him,"